Welcome to the Candy Cannon Podcast. This is episode number 8, where we are going to be talking about how to deal with a crisis. If you like the content you're hearing here, you can go to iTunes, subscribe there. You can also subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're pretty much everywhere, so you can subscribe if you like the content. If you really like the content, leave a review, let us know about it, and it's going to help other people find the show and get value out of it as well. All right, so that is all for me. Now, let's get on to episode number 8, how to solve or how to make it through and come out a winner when a crisis smacks you in the face. So I want to start this episode off here with a little bit of an apology. I am kind of stuck with time lately. It's been, you know, kind of a crunch. And that's actually what this episode is kind of about. You'll understand why as we get into it. But I'm recording this in my Wrangler. And obviously, you know, it's going to be a little bit noisy. It is windy out. And I'm on a pretty busy road right now. So this is the only time I have to really record the episode. So I just wanted to get it out to you. So recently in my life, I experienced a little bit of a crisis. And it was in the real estate area of my life. And it was a pretty big deal. And I'm kind of still going through it. It's kind of over, but I'm kind of still going through it. So I wanted to talk to you about how you get through something like that. Because I think a lot of times we have these big lofty goals and we have, you know, things you want to accomplish in all different areas of our life, whether it's, you know, our income, our business, our health, our spirituality, our relationships, our personal development, whatever. And then all of a sudden something happens where, like, you know, it takes up a big portion of your time. And I wanted to kind of go through how you handle that. So to talk about this, I want to use an analogy. And I think this is the best way for you to kind of get the point that I'm trying to make and the process I'm trying to show you here. And that is, let's say you have big, lofty health goals, right? Like, you're really trying to change your health in a positive way. And you are on a different diet and you're exercising every single day and you're going to the gym 4 days a week and you're, you know, trying to lose weight or gain muscle, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden you break your leg. What do you do, right? What a lot of people will do in that instance is they'll go into a deep depression. They'll be like, oh, this stuff is, you know, everything. I'm going back to square one now. All that work I did is down the drain because now I'm bedridden for, you know, a month or whatever. I never broke my leg, but however long it takes to heal. And I'm going to gain all that weight back and I'm not going to be able to go to the gym and on and on and on and on and on. For a lot of people, that's what happens. Okay. Now, the right way to handle that situation is to only focus on one thing. It's really two things, but one main thing, which is fix the leg. Fix the leg, because if you can fix the leg, the quicker you fix the leg, the quicker you get back to the main goal that you have, which is, you know, gaining weight, gaining muscle, losing weight, whatever it may be. So all of your energy and focus should be on fixing the leg. If you're somebody who is facing bankruptcy or facing foreclosure or whatever, that's a crisis, right? Somebody sent you a letter in the mail saying, we're going to come and take your house in 6 weeks if you don't pay your mortgage or whatever it is. Well, guess what? All of your lofty goals about your health and your relationships and your religion and your spirituality and reading books and everything else, that all goes out the window. And the only thing on your plate every single day is making the money to pay the mortgage so you don't lose your house. Okay, so the way you handle a crisis is by clearing everything else off and only focusing on the one thing that the crisis is around. You only do that one thing. And one other thing, and that is personal development. Okay, no matter what happens in my life, I don't care what it is, I don't care how big of a crisis it is, how small of a crisis it is, if there's no crisis at all, it doesn't matter. Personal development never takes a back seat to anything. Because that's what keeps your mind right. And if your mind is not right, then you're never going to be able to do anything, crisis or not. Okay. So the simple formula for handling any crisis in your life, whatever it is, no matter what area of life you're in, when that crisis smacks you in the face, what you do is you clear your plate of everything. All of your other goals go to the back burner, the way back burner. And the only thing you focus on is the thing that's causing the crisis. How to fix that? What's the solution? And also, we don't focus on problems, we focus on solutions, right? So we focus on finding a solution for that crisis, right? Finding a solution to that problem. And the only other thing that we do is personal development. That is how you get through a crisis and come out as a winner on the other end. Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you like it, think about subscribing on iTunes or SoundCloud or Stitcher or TuneIn or wherever you listen to your podcast, because we're pretty much everywhere. And if you really like it, think about giving us a review. It helps us, and it also helps other people find the content. All right, guys, so that is all for today. Hope you enjoyed the episode, and we'll see you next time.